Okay. This is CIS 159. In case you're in the wrong place. My website is www.peterosa.net. It's an open site, so there's no password or anything to get there. Okay, so it's www.peterosa.net. And if you click on CIS 159, that brings up the class. Okay? My email address is p.grosser@rcn.com. Okay, so it's p.grosser@rcn.com. And apparently I didn't do the right thing. So that's the email, and there's a dot there, p.grosser. That's the email I would like you to use. Okay, I don't publish that at the website because I get a lot of hits from all over the place, and I don't particularly want other people using that website, that email address. So that's the email address to use. I am recording you, and I'm always recording you. So just be aware of the fact that I'm recording the classes. Okay? And we'll see if this actually worked. Yes, it did. Okay, so I record the classes, and you have access to those recordings. Because I will put them up under audio. Okay, so audio will have all of the recordings that I do for the class, and you can listen to them. I also take pictures of the screen, and those are stored under SmartBoard. So between the combination of SmartBoard and audio, you can access the information from a class if you weren't here. This class is a hybrid class, but I do my own kind of version of a hybrid class, which is there is at least 1 week that I am going to be out and we will do this online. There may be a couple of other days that I'm out and we do it online. The rest of the time, I will be here, and you can choose whether or not to be here or not. You can take it exclusively online. Okay? So, essentially, I don't care how you want to fashion it. The hybrid is more about me than it is about you, in that I need to take a week off at one point. Okay? So, the hybrid is more about that. So you can choose to come all the time, and I will tell you when I'm not going to be here. You can choose to mix and match. So you can run this. I'm running it more like a student option course is what I'm basically saying. Or you can do it totally online if you want to. All I care is that you do the work, that you understand it, and that you keep up. And therein lies the biggest problem, which is keeping up. I will take work late, but I'm going to be honest with you. People that get in that habit usually don't pass the course. So my suggestion is that you try to get up and stay online, stay current. And the people that get way far behind frequently can't pull it out at the end. So it just makes sense to try to stay with it. You also understand the material better if you stay with it. If you don't, then I'm talking a foreign language up here, and it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so my request is that you try to stay with it. Okay, notes and handouts, PHP code examples, these are the main things that we're going to look at. We're going to go through and look at these things. Okay, PHP is one of the, well, if you ever go and look up what are the top 10 languages that you should learn, PHP is always somewhere in the top 10. Lately, it's been a little bit lower than Python, which is a similar language. We teach PHP, some schools teach Python. It basically is the server-side language, which lets you store things out on the server, store things on a database. We're going to be looking at the database MySQL and working with that database. We're also going to be working with SQL as we work with that database. And SQL is another one of those things that is strongly recommended in the top 10 list that you know SQL. So that's what we're doing, is we're learning PHP and we're learning MySQL so that we can access data that we store out on the server and have an interactive website where we gather data, store it on the server, and then can retrieve that data. Okay? If you look at PHP code and you do a view source of the PHP code, it shows what is passed down from the server. It doesn't show your code, what you wrote and what went on. It just shows what is being passed down from the server to the browser. Unlike when you look at the code for JavaScript or something, you see all the code that you wrote. With PHP, you're seeing the code that was passed down that will be used by the browser to show the website. Okay. So, first question is, how many of you know HTML? All right, let's try that again. How many of you don't know HTML? Okay. That's the first thing that you need to do, and I'm going to quickly go over an HTML example, because there's a few that went like this. Essentially, what you need to know is to generate, how to generate an HTML page. I guess I actually should have mentioned the syllabus. It's there. So read the syllabus if you want to. The course is 80% is the work that you do. 10% is responsible, basically, being responsible. So in other words, if I get all of the material in late April, you've lost a good portion of those 10% that is for being responsible. I don't take off points on individual assignments. I basically make notes and subtract from those 10 points if you're chronically late. And the final is worth 10%. Everything is done at home. So the final is an online, I treat this like an online course for that purpose. So quizzes, finals, anything like that will be posted, and we'll have a due date that you need to pass them in by. Okay, so the final is an online final. I think that covers it. So, HTML5 example. And basically, what we're looking at is we're going to be embedding PHP inside HTML. Just like you can embed JavaScript and a whole bunch of other things inside HTML. Okay, so you're starting out and you're saying, here is an HTML page. And I've set up the meta character set at UTF-8. And then I go down and I've inserted some style here so that I am applying the style to the body. Okay, so inside the head, I am inserting style, and I'm telling them that its type is text CSS. and I have told it in the style that I would like to have a background color, and I would like to have a default font color. I've told it that anything that is an H1, I want to be centered. Okay, so this is CSS with the things that I want applied to body or inside the curly braces. The things I apply to each one is inside the curly braces. Text align, and then a colon, and then I say center with a semicolon. So the thing that I'm acting on has a colon, and then I say I want it centered, and then I put in the semicolon. So anything in H1 is going to be centered. Okay, the next two things are classes. So in order to use classes, I have to come down here and say, here's an H2. I want it to have a class of, and I give it a name, and I call it the name H2. Then up here in the style, I put a dot to tell it that it was a class, followed by header 2, okay? And that tells it that I want to use that particular class, okay? So I am setting up a class for this particular H2. Now the difference is, if I wanted all H2s, I would have put it up here like this, which I did with the H1. But notice I didn't want a class for that H2, I did want a class for this H2. So the class allows me to pick certain things and say, this class should follow these rules. So this header 2 is going to follow the rule under dot header 2, which is I want it aligned to the right, and I want it to have a color of green. So anything that gets this class will now be aligned to the right and will have a color of green. Anything that doesn't have that class will not take those rules. So only if I apply that class. And the way I apply the class is under the H2, I say H2 equal, under the H2, I say class equals header 2. Okay. And then I had another class there which was larger. And if you go down a little way, you'll see I have a division where I set up a class of larger. And larger says the font size and changes brown. So anything that gets the class of larger is going to increase the font size and have it brown. And I applied this to a division. I could have applied it to a paragraph. I could have applied it to a header. I can apply a class to anything where it makes sense to apply it. So I could have applied larger to a header, and I could have applied it to a paragraph, and I could have applied it to anything where it makes sense. Questions? I've got an audit list. I've got an unordered list, I've got divisions, I've got paragraphs, and I've got AH references, which are links, okay? And I'm giving the entire address of the link, which means it will link to my home page and it will link to the BCC home page. If I want a link to a page that is in the same directory as this page, then all I have to do is give the page name down there after AH reference, and it will link to a page that is in the same directory. I can also give partial paths. So if I have a subdirectory and I want to link to that, I can give the subdirectory name and then a page within that subdirectory. Okay. Anybody got any questions about how this worked? We'll be embedding PHP, as I said, in HTML, so I think you'll have a chance to kind of review and remember HTML as you're going and doing the things. But these are kind of the basics, and if you understand this page, then you understand enough. So, for the people that don't understand, does this page make sense? Okay. If this page makes sense, then you understand enough to embed PHP in some basic HTML. Okay. Then what I would like to do, and this is, by the way, what it produced, and you can see the brown, and you can see the thing aligned over to the right that's green and all that good stuff. Okay, so that's the page. Okay, what I need you to do now is hopefully you have received a login that you can log into PHP. Yes, no, maybe. So if you go to CIS Software, okay, your first step is to go to CIS Software, then pick WinSCP. And the host is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. And your username and your password. Did anybody not receive a password?
CIS on my desktop.
Pardon me?
I don't have any of those folders on my desktop either.
Okay. Good point. When you logged in, so you've got to go back all the way out and choose this room, basically, or the CIS area. So you have to go back out and choose the CIS area and come on back in. And then they will give you these. And, by the way, if you need help, I'm volunteering up. He is the SI for my CIS 11 class, and that means he ends up being the SI for all of my classes. So if you need any help, Eric's the guy that you can go to, and we will figure out hours when he's going to be available. But for now, you can assume he's going to be here at 2 o'clock today. So if you run into any problems with this, you can talk to Eric, which is what I have. You happen to be in the same row, so if you want to go out and come back in, he can pull you back in. Okay, so it's cisweb.bristolcc.edu, your username and your password, and then you can log in. Okay, so I'm now logged in here. Is everybody logged in? If you're not, let us know. If you're having problems. Okay, can you turn around, Eric? Right behind you. Oh, okay. Okay. Is everybody logged in? Yeah.
I opened the CIS software folder, but I don't know if you
can plan.
Pardon me? I opened it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, now what I would do is if you want the examples, and I'm going to look at a few examples today, if you go into my website and you go to CIS 159 and you go to PHP code examples, first group is a zipped file, okay? So I would take that file, download it, and put it up basically onto CIS Web, okay? So the things that are in first group PHP, if you want to look at the examples and have them, what you need to do is unzip them and then load them back up into your CIS Web area. Okay. And so then once you've got them unzipped, you're going to load them back up here. Remember, you have to be in public HTML. So you're going into public HTML. And then I am looking for 159S17 is what I called it on my machine. So on my machine, I call this, CIS 159S17, call it whatever you want to, and I loaded the first group up there. So all of those are now loaded up onto the server. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was late. Which program are we using?
Which one, where, what, why? And I just got the zip file up there because I wanted to have it so that I had it if I needed it. You don't have to put the zip file up there. You're just going to put the individual files up there. So if you unzip them into a folder, you're just going to drag the folder up into the area you want. Okay, so you're going to unzip it into a folder, and then you can drag the whole folder over and get all of the examples up there into first group. Okay, how are we doing with that? If you're not getting them up there, please let us know. I want to make sure everybody gets them up there, so if you're having problems, please ask. Go back to my website. Egrosser.com. Okay. So you're going to... I do not use the, I predated, and so I don't use the BCC online stuff. I've got my own website. So you're going to pgrosser.net. You're picking PHP code examples. And when you click on that, one of the things is first group PHP. This is a zipped file. you're going to download the zipped file, unzip it into a folder, and put the folder up onto the server. Yeah.
Where's the executives?
Okay, good to go, 159. And then PHP code standards. Okay, it's supposed to be PHP. So you want to download that. Finding this first group PHP and you are downloading it and then you are doing an extract all to unzip it. And then you will end up with a folder and you can put the folder up here. Okay? And mine's already up there, obviously. But you've now got a folder over here someplace. You're dragging the folder up. Now this is within public HTML. So if you look back, okay, when I first came in, I picked public HTML. Okay, so I, when I first loaded up, I pick public HTML. Once I'm in public HTML, I made a folder, and the folder I made was CIS159S17. Okay, so that's the folder that I made. And then after I download it first, I am uploading it to this folder. So there's first group PHP in that folder. Okay. Questions? Does everybody have it up? Yeah.
We have to pass it. We have to put it as folder, or we can just those files.
What you're going to do is you're going to send me, excuse me, you're going to send me the address where I can run your work.
Okay.
And then you're going to also attach your work so that I can look at the code.
Attach it as folder, in the folder, or just...
Depends on what it is. If it's just one program, you can just attach it as programs, or you can attach it as a folder. But you're going to basically be sending me the link, because if I run it from your link, okay, then I can see that it works. However, if I want to see the code, I can't do, as I said before, a view source. Because view source is going to show what was sent down to the browser. It's not going to show the code that you wrote. So that's why you have to attach the code that you wrote as well, so that I can see it run and so that I can see the code that you wrote. Okay? And if you don't, I will get back to you. Yeah.
So that's different from your other classes. Do you want me to send you both?
Which what?
Like online and send you the file?
I want you to send me the link where I can run it.
The link and send you the
file? And send me the file. Because I got to be able to see the code. Okay, so I want the link where it can run, and I want the code. If you took CIS 122, all you had to do was send me the link, because when I did a view source, I could see the JavaScript, I could see the CSS, I could see everything. But that's not true with PHP. What I'm going to see is the resolved PHP, i.e. what was sent down to the browser. I'm not going to see the actual PHP code. Okay? So the PHP code is up on the server. I'm not going to actually see the PHP code. So that's why you have to attach it when you send it to me. So when you send me, again, I want to have the link and I want to have the code. Yeah.
So something I got to pat myself in the back over. I just created a website for a lawyer. It's jamiekclass.com. I'm sorry.
Okay. So now if we go inside first group PHP, and I'm going to look at the classic Hello World. Okay, so if you do Hello World, okay, so I want to run that. So I've got to figure out the address where I would like to run that. And so I need to look at the addresses going on up there. And if I want to see the code, I can simply do an edit. And that will show me the code. Okay, so I click on edit, and I see the code. So I went to Hello World, I clicked on Edit, and now I see the code. And as you can see, it starts out with HTML. When I am ready to switch to PHP, and there's absolutely no good reason why I would switch to PHP to write Hello, but I can do it, and so I did. Okay, but I would never do that in reality. I would never be bothered to switch over if all I wanted to say was Hello World. I can say that always. But I switched over to PHP, and you can see the less than sign followed by the question mark, and the word PHP is telling that this is PHP. Okay? Then how I put out the PHP is I put it out with an echo statement. So I'm saying echo out, and I put in quotes what I wanted to say, Hello World in PHP, and then I ended it with a semicolon. Then I end the PHP itself with the question mark followed by the greater than sign. So that ends the PHP itself. And then I'm back to HTML. I could put more HTML in if I wanted to. I didn't. I closed the body and I closed the HTML. So I've embedded it inside. Okay? I've embedded it inside the HTML. So now, let's see if I can find Hello World. There it is. That shows both. Okay, now I want to see this on the browser. Okay, so I'm going to go and bring up a browser. I've got a few too many things going on here. And I'm going to bring up the address here that I'm going to have that in. So I'm first going to enter the host, cisweb.bristolcc.edu, and a slash. So I'm putting in the host, which is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Okay, so that's my host. Then I'm putting in my username with a tilde in front of it. And the tilde is that curly thing that is right underneath the escape. So I've got the tilde, and I'm putting in my username. And then I am going to the directory, the folder, the file that I used. So CIS 159S17, and then I'm saying first group PHP, and then finally I'm saying hello world.php, and it worked. Okay, so this is the address that I needed. And let me broaden out the address again. I just wanted to take a picture. Okay, so the address is the host, which is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. So you're putting in the host, and then you're putting in the username. And then you are putting in with a tilde in front of it. And then you're putting in folders that you need. And I happen to have two folders. And then you're putting in the file. So it is cisweb.bristolcc.edu, that's the host, slash tilde your username, slash, I had a set of folders, so my first folder, slash my second folder or directory, and then slash the name of the file, and it's helloworld.php. This is a PHP file because I have PHP embedded inside. So I've set hello world.php. So please go through that and make sure that you all can see my first world in PHP. Notice also when I do a view source, notice how the PHP shows up. It is simply showing up right here as being passed down to the browser, hello world in PHP. There is no indication that that came from PHP. Okay, it is just sending down to the browser the line that it wanted to display. Okay, so if you look at the source, that's the source that you see for that page. Okay, and the H2, the one above it had an H2 on it, which is why it's big. This had nothing on it, so it's not. The PHP didn't have any H2 or anything on it. And we'll see how we can do that, how we can mix and match HTML and PHP. But I didn't do that in this example. So, has everybody got up this? No. Would you mind in the back row? Somebody shook their head. The closest to the printer. Anybody else need some help?
I have a question. What exactly is PHP? Is it a database language or
the web one? Mainly, as I said, the big thing is that it gets resolved on the server, as opposed to, and then the results get passed out. So it's a much more secure thing than JavaScript, because you're not seeing the actual code. So, you know, it's more secure, and it also allows you to access a database that's out on the server and get information from the database.
So it's like the in between the server and the HTML, okay.
Another one that I have is hellonamed.php. So if you look at that, okay, you can see a few things that I set up on this one. First of all, I defined a variable, and I called it $bearFirst. When you define a variable in PHP, you gotta have the dollar sign in front of it. Okay, so I set up a variable called $variableFirst, and I assigned the name Susan to it. Okay. The slash slash over here are comments. So I can put that comment in telling what I did. And I said I assigned Susan to variable first. And then I assigned Ash to variable second. And then I said, okay, now I'm going to write this out. So I wrote out echo, and then I said hello, comma, variable first, comma, quotes around a space, comma, variable last. Okay? So I basically wrote out hello, Susan Ash. So again, if you go to a browser and instead of saying hello world, if you say, what did I call this? Hello name. Then it comes out with hello, Susan Ash. So hello name is giving you hello, Susan Ash. So I set up two variables, and then I've got a comma as my separator, and we'll look at a variety of ways you can handle these things as we go along. But for now, I'm just saying hello as a literal. A separator of comma. Show me the first variable, comma. A space as a literal, comma. Show me the last variable. I put in a hello name with CSS, Okay. So on this one, I did the same thing, except that now I've expanded my horizons a little bit, and I put in a bunch of style things that I wanted to apply. Okay, so I said, all right, I'm going to have some style going on, and the style is going to apply to a division. Okay. So if I look at this and I say, hello, name, CSS, so, that first hello was outside the division. Because notice down here I have a hello, and then I start the division. So the first hello was outside the division. The PHP is inside the division. So what I've got here is I am melding together HTML, CSS, and PHP. Because I'm saying apply the CSS to the division, and the PHP is inside the division. So that means that the PHP results are going to be displayed according to what I set up in the division. Okay. And notice the variety of ways that I put that out. I've got a hello followed by commas. Okay. I've got a hello followed by dots for concatenate, meaning concatenate them together. And I have a hello that simply puts them all together and just says, hello. And those all work. Okay. Notice that I have a BR embedded in the echoes. So I am in PHP, but I'm using a BR to skip down a line. So again, I'm melding the three of these things together. Okay, and coming up with a variety of things. There's also just a wide variety of ways you can output stuff. And there's three examples of how you can output, and they're all resulting in my getting the same thing. Okay, and we'll look at those a little more in detail as we go along. Right now, what I would like you to do is to write something and just experiment. Okay? So go in and try experimenting. Use some HTML, use some CSS, use some PHP, and just go in and we're not going any further. So what I'd like you to do is spend the rest of the time just kind of experimenting. Because I don't want to get too far into how PHP works on the first day or all overwhelmed the other one. Okay? So, experiment. Play around. And this was a good example to show, to let you start writing something. You're going to go in and you're going to write some code. The code, like HTML, is written in Notepad or Notepad++. When you get it written, you're going to upload it. You can also actually write it right online. Okay, if you want to, you can actually go in and write right online. So So if you click on File, New File, you can make up a name for it, and you can write it right online. Okay. However, if you write it online, I would definitely download it onto a flash drive or something else. So far, knock on wood, everything is working well on CIS Web, but I wouldn't count on it. So I would always keep a backup copy. So if you write it online, make sure you have a backup copy and don't count on it as your only copy. Everybody else find it all right? Oh, good. Did I change the name?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Sorry.
It's okay.
I thought I had checked and I had them all. Anybody, what has somebody got that this says? Did anybody find something similar? Sorry about that. Okay, Hello CSS seems to be quite similar. I thought I had checked that pretty carefully, but apparently I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a copy of what I've got up there. Okay, this is the printout that I just did. Is a copy of the one that should have been out there that apparently wasn't, that I will put out there. But for now, there it is on paper. Try to get something running. Obviously, you don't have to have all of the CSS. You can put just a little in or something like that. But try to get something running.
Is it this one?
Yeah, pretty much, except that I didn't. But it's pretty much the same. I probably experimented with it in class and didn't realize. Last semester or something, I didn't realize I'd done it. That's the danger, is that since they're on here, I can go in and answer a question by experimenting with something and then not give you the copy of it. Okay, is anybody feeling lost? Be honest. You are? Okay. Well, you've got a good seat since you're right behind her. HTML, then it uses a generic HTML. Depending on what you put at the top, the browser tries to figure out what version of HTML you use.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're lost, let me know. That's your job. And I can remember being lost the first day of class. your first assignment in this class is to write an HTML, not PHP, but just HTML. Just to go back and make sure you go back and review HTML on Linux. So your first assignment that's posted out there is an HTML assignment. Again, tonight the audio and the PowerPoint will go up so that you can go back and look at the notes or listen to the audio. I do them separately, but if a lot of people just want the notes if they're in class and don't really want to go through the audio. The audio is more for people that aren't here. And it takes a little getting used to sync the audio to the SmartBoard notes, but eventually you'll get used to it. Is there anybody in here that's planning to take